Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. We got a BBC headline here that I want to go over. Boeing tries to defy gravity. We're going to look at some of that coming up. Obama administration exploits Trayvon shooting to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric. We've also got curfews going on all over the United States because of racial unrest and racial attacks that are going on, but you have to dig to find that. Also, I'm going to give you my take at the bottom of the hour on the whole Saints bounty program of hurting people. I'm going to tie that in to some other key issues and give you a take. I'll assure you, you haven't heard yet. So that's all coming up. Also, big attacks on the First Amendment. That's all coming up. Really important intel. But right now, Jonathan in Kansas, then Rick, Blue, Keith, William, and others. Rick, you're on the air from New York. Welcome. Yeah, okay, we'll go to Jonathan in Kansas then. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, Alex, I agree with you. I think that they are trying to cause divide and conquer. I think it's better. What I would do, though, is I would argue, I would bring up all the cases of bigotry through gun control, through is what millions of people have died through that. But what I wanted to say was this was a distraction, and look what I found. It's to distract us from what other stuff. Like, I found this video on YouTube, and it's a Pentagon briefing, and it's on removing the God gene. It came out, it was dated April 13th, 2005, and basically it talks about how vaccines are going to be used to go after Islamic fundamentalists, and it says that it's going to attack their frontal lobe and cause them to be... Well, basically, to be lobotomized.
Well, I know that they're coming out with vaccines that they admit will make you behave yourself, and they call them vaccines. They're really nanotech, genetic engineering, mutation systems. Like, vaccines so you won't have a heart attack. Vaccines so you won't ever want to use drugs, because it destroys all of your endorphin receiver sites. I have not seen this Pentagon briefing. Is it actual video of it?
Yes, it's... Go to YouTube and type in Pentagon briefing on removing the God gene. The God gene. Pentagon briefing on removing the God gene. And also, I found something. Well, it's not related to that, but it might be related to Breitbart. And basically, I found that on March 1st, the U.S. Military Defense Information System Agency, DISA, had a total shutdown of internet access and BlackBerry service, and they didn't give a specified reason. It may or may not have to do with Breitbart, because considering that the Pentagon is the one that tracks down enemies and whatnot, we have all that legislation.
That they probably killed him, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was an internet outage, and they basically, they gave no specified reason for that whole day. They had it cut off. There was no internet. There was no BlackBerry. And we know that they're targeting everybody who's against Obama, and there's, all this legislation of NDAA and all that, and you have the targets list and this thing about citizens should be killed. If there's a blackout, a lot of time, if there's a blackout and keep people from knowing, from other things getting released, I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something. You brought up one of the most important things that I've been harping on for probably more than 10 years. And that's all the government reports I have seen. And I have seen Pentagon text talking about giving you a vaccine that attacks key areas of resistance in your brain, physically attacking areas that, well, the God gene, you know, that make you really care about something and really stand for something. They want to make you biological androids. But the fact that you're saying you found this video, and we've now found it, is big news. Thank you so much. That's why I love taking calls. More calls straight ahead. Rick, Blue, Kenneth, William, and others. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live into hour number two on this second day of April, 2012, Monday edition. No guests today because I want to take calls and cover news. And I've already covered a smattering of about a third of the news, but I want to go back into some more of what I have already mentioned, but also get into a bunch of news I haven't covered yet. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to spend about 5 minutes telling you what I think about the New Orleans Saints scandal, where the feds are saying they may start indicting people for racketeering, organized criminal behavior. I've got an article here out of USA Today. Tell us what you think. Are you in favor of criminal charges for bounty program, hurting people on purpose? So we're going to be breaking that down coming up at the bottom of the hour. And you're like, Alex, I thought football isn't important. This is about the mafia that runs our country posing like they're the good guys going after people for small fry stuff like this. How do you have criminals enforce the law? That's where I'm going with it. It's like having the UN say they're going to invade countries to bring peace, or because environmental crimes are being committed, and all these top professors saying arrest people that don't agree with man-made climate change. These are authoritarians, packaging it all in a sicky sweetness. This is real danger we're in. By the way, we had a caller in the last segment, Jonathan, who said, hey, Alex, I found a Pentagon briefing where they talk about removing the God gene with vaccines that actually attack your brain. And sure enough, it's true, Department of Defense. Now, when he said that, my brain clicked, because I haven't done the fluoride, mercury, and things with the general public. And I was like, wait a minute, I've read that before. That's the vaccines that are going to stop rebellion, the vaccines that are going to neutralize us and turn us into basically zombies, biological suboid servant androids. And sure enough, during the break, I went in there and looked, and there it is. So we're going to cue that up later. I mean, this is how much trouble we're in. It's one thing to have it on paper from them, but another thing to know. This weekend I saw it in the news that, oh my gosh, some estimates are 1 in 56 now have autism in the U.S., 1 in 41 in South Korea. What's happening? And one thing is, well, it shows that iPads and things with small children wire their brains differently, and pesticides, and bisphenol A, and mercury in the vaccines. Folks, it's all of it. I go to restaurants, and I look and look at people's children, and folks, these kids look like they've been run over. And it's going to become so apparent soon when half the people on your block have cancer. And when your child can't talk at age 4. And when the curses of the eugenics slaughter hits you. I want to say something here right now. Then I'm going to your calls. The FBI will use any excuse to snoop around my office, to call my employees, to try to get people to say stuff about me. I can't even go to a gun show without people running up saying, oh, Alex, here's my ID, but I don't want to use it. Buy me a gun and I'll pay you, with two ATF guys standing there. And it's clearly a setup, and I have to, like, get out of the building before they just claim I'm trying to buy a gun. I mean, this is my life. And then I realize the people trying to do this to me are literal victims of this. Their children, their grandchildren, their wives, their husbands are going to be affected by this. We're living in a science fiction movie. And I thought about it. I've got to control myself and not just be the primitive male I am. And I've got to intellectually get my act together and just present nothing but scientific reports. I've had an epiphany. Sure, I'll continue to have the radio show and do the nightly news and all of this. But what's really powerful is my scientific reports I do, where I show all the admissions, all the documents, all the facts. And those type of reports reach millions of people, and they're incontrovertible. But I'm going to ask you, what are you doing about this? My mother was over this weekend with my dad visiting with the grandchildren, and she's like, yeah, I saw it on the news. Like, some reports are 1 in 80-something, and some are 1 in 50-something, and it's everywhere, and they don't know what it is. We're being soft-killed. They turn up the chemicals, the biologicals, the radiologicals, the frequency pollution. The ambient level gets louder and louder. It's like crickets that are first. Is that a cricket? And then, yeah, those are crickets. And pretty soon there's a million crickets going off in a room till it's deafening. Everything they do is psychological warfare driven. They admit it. They slowly roll out their surveillance without warrants. Now they just totally admit it. We're watching, recording everything you're doing. They slowly roll out that they want to start aborting children after birth and killing old people and having euthanasia, and now they just admit it. They slowly say world government's coming, and then say world government's your only hope. And they've hired armies of criminals to be in the bureaucracy and law enforcement, especially federal. And they've hired just vicious, hateful people who love preying on people and torturing and intimidating. Evil is loose, okay? And this is just the beginning. I mean, we got a government that'll hype up an unfortunate shooting and try to cause a race war and ship guns into Mexico and get caught blaming the Second Amendment, and nobody gets in trouble. We've got a government run by megabanks who do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. All right, I'll go to your phone calls. It's just the magnitude of this information and how right we've been. And then during the break, I'm in there watching a Pentagon briefing where they admit we're going to inject the Muslims with a vaccine that makes them submit. It's a chemical lobotomy. We've gotten it. The young people now, you wonder why they can't get upset? They have done tests with monkeys and apes on giving them chemical cocktails into the bloodstream and then testing flicker rates on televisions to sync you up with it where you are a programmable biological android, a replicant. I'm living in Blade Runner here. And that's why a lot of the public can't focus. You can't get through to them. They don't have that urgency. They don't have that fighting spirit. They're gone. A lot of the public's gone, folks. They're gone. They're gone like a cousin, you know, who gets run over by a car and is brain damaged. Or like a grandparent who you visited your whole life and you go see them. They don't know who you are. They're gone. Public's gone. And even if we try to not eat GMO and try to be healthy, they're jacking the entire food supply. It gets into all the vegetables. They spray the vegetables with fluoride. They got chemtrails with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, thorium. They add uranium to the water supply. And people actually went and looked that up the last 2 years, so it forced media to cover it. And all over the country, news channels go and stick a Geiger counter up to the local water district, and it shows, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 times the radiation level. And they go, oh, we don't. And then the police and everybody goes, we don't know, because no one does know, because it's hiding in plain view. It's added to the water. I challenge newscasters to do it. They go out and do it, but their news editors won't let them say it's what the city buys to put in your water. They just say, gee, we don't know why there's so much radiation in the water. We're fed radiation. We're fed radiation. I mean, the Pentagon says they're going to inject everybody to brain damage us. I mean, you know. I already knew it in paper. Oh, my God. There's another article by Aaron Dykes. Shocker, feminizing uranium, fluoride, and lithium in water to be exposed. Oh, yeah, that's from like a year ago, 2 years ago on Ventura's show. I'm done. Just stop. Just take it down. And it just goes on and on and on. And we're like rats in a petri dish being killed. Let's go to Rick. I'll go to all these calls for getting to the NFL stuff. Rick in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is a first-time caller from New York, but I'm not gone, and I'm one of those Americans that are fighting back against this garbage that they're trying to force down our throat. But on the 26th, I tried to call in when you had Gerald Celente on with an idea. Well, it's not an idea. We know how it's being done. How American citizens can throw a monkey wrench into the corrupt system and cut off a major hidden funding supply of money that's being stolen from the American public. Every honest, constitutionally minded citizen can find out in their small town or village whether the assets and the real estate and the bank accounts of those individuals in those towns are being used to funnel into globalist banks. And as I'm about to, I'm waiting online. Your call screener has got me stacked up. I'm hearing a guy calling in from Dallas talking about how his aunt's estate has been looted of $9 million. When I heard that, I almost screamed through the line. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You said you wanted to talk to that guy off the air. Well, here's what we in New York found, and one of my partners is a former Vietnam intelligence officer that worked behind the lines.
All right, we'll stay there. We're going to go to break and come back and have you talk about it. Yeah. Number one, they've got the comprehensive annual financial report, the real set of books. School districts, water districts, all the money. So about 75% goes offshore. You never see it. Most your tax money leaves directly to foreign banks on record. The small percentage that stays is just there to control people. No, I mean, we are forcing ourselves to face reality here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off during this break. We are saving the video right now. I am getting intense chills. If you watch this video or listen to this and don't get freaked out, then that means they've already got you. I have had nightmares about this for a decade since I learned of it from government documents that are public, of a time when they're going to release a communicable virus that attacks the key lobes of the brain, the frontal cerebral cortex, so that you can't have emotion anymore, and it attacks another side lobe that is associated with spiritual experiences. They call it the God gene. I just, during the last two segments, watched the Pentagon briefing, confirmed it's put out by the Pentagon, the Pentagon code. I separately had read this in MIT reports, but I see the military brass in the meeting talking about injecting the troops with a lobotomizer. I feel like I should stop the show and go run screaming down the street saying they're here, body snatchers. I mean, this is that big. But it's our own species, and it's men in suits and military officers at a Pentagon briefing sitting there. Put it up on screen for folks, guys. It's DOD ID 149AZ2. These are brain scans of troops. Troops that are, quote, get back from combat. Oh, my gosh. I remember Wired magazine saying they give them amnesiac drugs when they get back from combat, so they don't remember what they did or when they serve four or five tours. Now when they burn them out with this, they give them a lobotomy shot. And they go on to admit it's a lobotomy shot. Whoa, whoa. And again, it's how they hide this high treason in plain view. They hide this where, oh, yeah, we're going to kill babies up to age three. Yeah, we're shooting the troops up with this vaccine that lobotomizes them. It's for their own good. And the whole crew is in there with their mouths hanging open. When I made the video, brain-eating vaccines, and it only got like 300-something thousand views. Guys, will you put up my brain-eating vaccine video that's on YouTube? Yeah, there's the right middle frontal gyrus after they've been given the vaccine. They just knock out that brain activity. Wow. And these are projects in 2005 with our troops. You have a religious brain, that's A. You have the non-religious brain. You see, the key thinking centers are right there on that right frontal lobe. When they give you a lobotomy, that's what they hit. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I got nothing. And no one even cares. I'll probably be arrested because I'm not for lobotomizing everyone. I mean, it's beyond me what's going on here. And they're all over the news going, we're going to give your child a vaccine at school so they'll never want cigarettes or alcohol. What do you think cigarettes and alcohol mimic? They hit normal endorphin center receptor sites. It's a lobotomy. And they admit they've had these vaccines where there are viruses that go in. That's what this is. A live virus eats parts of your brain. And then I make a video about it, showing everybody the documents, and it's funny. That video should have 100 million views, not 300-something thousand. And then I watched a bunch of people that were looking at my video laughing at me. You know, I know I said I'd get back to Rick and Blue and Keith and William, everybody. But, yes, all over the country, they're taking basically all the middle class's money, 70-plus percent on average of all the money you invest locally, and all the fines and fees you pay, water district, school district, everything, is taken offshore by global banking mafia using the Chicago mafia model of 1313. You don't know what that is? Look it up. I mean, yeah, that's what you got a bunch of psychos running things, okay? I mean, they put uranium and stuff in our water supply and are giving the troops, and they admit in this video they're already giving troops this. They go, we're going to give it to the Muslims so they can't fight us, and the troops, when they come home, when they're done, we lobotomize them. And soon it'll be you're not patriotic if you don't do it. I don't even know if I can do the show. I may just go to dead air just to signify how big this is. I mean, I cannot just report on this like it's no big deal, and then all that does is acclimate people. Thank God they didn't get me, and thank God my parents didn't vaccinate me. I had like two or three vaccines. I mean, it's stuff like the not giving your children breast milk. The formula is designed to give your child a brain that's much smaller on record. All of it. No wonder the poor, pathetic public are brain-damaged zombies. Well, I repent for ever being mean to them. These are victims. My God, we're in a nation. They're already releasing this stuff. The autism rates are off the charts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this bunch of phone calls that are holding. I'm going to try to calm myself a little bit. And then I'm going to get to this Pentagon briefing. This is the part that's not classified. We have discovered documents online from the Pentagon that most of it is blacked out, that it is a Pentagon research project to have a virus go in and destroy areas of the brain associated with the God gene. So that you can't have Muslim fanatics or Christian fanatics because they don't believe in God anymore. You don't have the higher emotions. Those are the things associated with resisting. It's also the things associated with troops. They're traumatized with PTSD, so you just give them a lobotomy. Now, when I watched this video, it blew me away because everything in it I'd seen in BBC, AP, Reuters, MIT, but separate pieces. I mean, so I know what the guy's saying is real. I know this is a real Pentagon briefing. It just totally blows me away that stuff like this is going on in plain view. And then there's the Marshall program headline, because the head futurist of the Pentagon's named Marshall, but that's the headline in Wired magazine like 8 years ago about, in the future, it won't be what weapons our troops have, but what drugs they're on. And they go into it there, and that they've been testing this on the troops. I mean, they never had the troops serve more than 2 tours. Some are doing 8, 9 tours. This is destroying them. And then the answer is give them a lobotomy. And then it turns out the scientist, the gentleman that gave this presentation to the Pentagon, it turns out that Joey Lombardi, the man that is in this 2005 video at the Pentagon, it turns out he did interviews about it and said that he wasn't supposed to talk about as much of it as he did. And so they did it as a form of whistleblowing, and then he was arrested in South America last year. So, see, a caller calls in with something like this. I race down this rabbit trail, and then when I hit the information, it just totally blows me away. This isn't like going into a basement and finding 100 dead bodies. That's bad. This is knowing you're living in a giant test tube with a bunch of crazy people playing God, and I am angry about it. And we could turn this around anytime people would wake up to it, but it's just so beyond what anybody can even deal with. I don't even know what we do. Let's go back to Rick in New York. Rick, you were bringing up how you were on hold last week and didn't get on air, and the caller was talking about, and I did confirm that caller is from a wealthy Texas family. He's published a book about it. And talking about the big bank stealing his grandmother's money out of her investments. That's standard procedure. Standard stockbrokers are there to rob their clients. There are some moral ones out there, kind of like there are some rattlesnakes that won't bite you if you play with them. There's some scorpions that won't sting you, but generally they will. So it's the exception, not the rule. It's just this system is run by predators for predators. And our own naivete is what empowers it. But tell us in a nutshell what you discovered in New York.
What we discovered in New York was that certain judges were lying on their financial forms and their ethics forms and their Board of Elections forms. Now, this can be applied to every state, every small town, every village in the United States to find out if honorable citizens' assets are being stolen and laundered out of their towns and villages. And what they have to do is to, if you have a judge or a clerk who's sworn an oath to portray correctly their assets of what they own, and they're not doing it, that's it. That's what this guy has discovered. That's what we have discovered. And how the American people can fight back is if you have a judge or a clerk that seems not to be following the Constitution, all you have to do is get his financial forms and his ethics forms and his Board of Elections forms. And what we found in New York are top judges in the state of New York lying on their financial forms, their ethics forms, and their Board of Elections
forms. Of course, almost all of them are total criminals. Anywhere you have all this gun control means you have criminals. Criminals don't want their prey armed.
But what
do you think a tiger wants a deer it's hunting in the forest of India to have an AK-47?
What? I understand. What we can do is drive these judges out of the system by the citizens getting
exactly. But that's what the tyranny is all about. Is they know we're waking up. They're racing to tie us down.
What we can do is fight back by getting their financial forms and ethics forms and matching them with their real property holdings, okay? That's their Achilles heel. We can drive these corrupt judges out who are controlling the police departments to use the police departments against us. We can choke off one of their major funding systems.
Yeah, if the public only knew, if people think the government shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment or shipping drugs into the country, that's nothing. They're involved in every racket, and they've got little special counties in every sector that engage in criminal activity with them. Like Williamson County, north of me, is one of the most evil counties in the world, not just the U.S., just a center of pure evil with people posing as conservatives, just like serial killers will wear a suit and tie. I mean, just I won't even enter Williamson County, just a den of pure wickedness. But the public's going to find out. Everybody's going to find out. Drink your uranium, your fluoride, eat your GMO, take your shots, die of cancer. It's just all of it. Pure judgment. I appreciate your call. I mean, we're living in total psycho world. And the only way it's happening is good people are naive, sitting right next to the pure evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Blue in Tennessee. You're on the air, Blue.
Thank you, Alex. First, I want to throw out an idea, and then I have a comment at the end on the Zimmerman case. The idea is when you have lemons, make lemonade, and we can use this movie, The Hunting Game, as a way to expose Agenda 21 to middle school students as well as high schoolers. Because once you explain what Agenda 21 is to them, they can actually see it.
No, I agree. Look, the system thinks a movie like Hunger Games is just going to condition us to our future. When we explain the Hunger Games is Agenda 21, it's a great way to wake people up. I totally agree.
Yeah, I think if they're, I'm not clever enough to do a website, but if someone could do a website that says, the story behind or the secret behind the Hunger Games, that's going to catch the kids' attention. That's going to say, oh, I want to see what the secret is. And then that's where we lay out the case of Agenda 21 in terms that they're going to understand and let them know that there is a great possibility within their lifetime that this could happen to their own children.
I hear you. God bless you. Instead of dying in some jungle where woods fight like in the movie, they send you over to fight foreign enemies over opium and then give you a shot that basically lobotomizes your emotions before you come back. This is what they're discussing.
Yeah, I would love to have a contest about people putting up posters and banners and yard signs around the movie theaters talking about this, if someone could do this website.
Well, it's you know, we shot a video of that same name, the Secret of the Hunger Games Revealed, and we shot another video of a similar headline. They've had about 100,000 views. People say, why are you covering the Hunger Games? Because by exposing the fact that that's what Agenda 21 actually says they want to establish, complete with gladiatorial events between the different 10 sectors, not 12, when people go find out, hey, this movie is based on real stuff, then that gives them an idea of where these environmentalists want to go. These are not environmentalists. I appreciate your points, Blue. Keith in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I was calling about the article you all did a couple of weeks ago under the Citizens Corps.
Yes.
I participated in a community emergency response training program for like 6 weeks. They have it once a week. And they... the local fire departments, and it's in every county in the country, under Homeland Security, they fund training that's held in churches and community centers. And then what raised the red flag is the guys that I went with, I said, you know what? I bet you at the end of this, they're going to bring in some guy that's higher up, and he's going to talk to us about watching terrorists. And then the move out of the Obama deception where you show where the cop is coming up to the lady that's taking pictures of the dam, he described that to the team. And I said, this is all a setup. Well, what they do is they promote people, and they have even old ladies, like, wanting to be involved, and basically they're creating a bunch of spies, and they want everybody to spy on one another. And then they start having these events where they get together, and they have, like, flood drills and search and rescue drills and terrorist training drills, and they have them at least once a month. And it gets people, everybody gets real hyped up. And some of these people, they get real serious, and I had to back off because I realized what they were doing. And I tried to...
All right, let me stop you. I wish you could shoot video of that because I knew that the FEMA Corps was covertly, quietly set up, not secretly, but quietly set up in 2002 as part of a division of AmeriCorps called SecureCorps. And so when Obama announced 2 weeks ago that FEMA officially runs it, it's going to be called FEMA Corps, I already knew because I'd seen some of these volunteers at events. But, yes, they get the Boy Scouts involved, literally going in their house and reporting back to the military what guns they own. I mean, there's different variants. And people thought I was joking about this years ago. Now it's openly happening. You're saying you went and volunteered for this. Tell us where it was, what happened, what the spying was like.
Okay, what they do is they'll even have training drills at military installations. And you go in, and they'll set up a scenario where you have to act like you're injured or, you know, they'll give you different role playing. In some cases, you actually act like you are a terrorist.
Now, I was about to say, it always starts with we're helping people with hurricanes, but next it moves into we're fighting Al-Qaeda, the next week marijuana growers, and then finally Christian conservative gun owners, it moves on to their real enemy.
Right. And they have you, and they're constantly telling you, you don't know who a terrorist might be.
Exactly.
And you have to watch everybody around you. And then as they have different individuals, they're like, hey, you do a really good job. We want you to start leading the program, and then people, you can start seeing this. They feel empowered. They feel like they're a part of the system, and then it's almost sickening because you realize that they're. I went in. I was wide awake. It was like I had the glasses on. I could see what was going on, and I could see. It was like I think you said the red pill or blue pill. It was like I saw what was going on, and I tried to tell my friends, and of course they started calling me tinfoil and all that, and I was like, you know what? How did I know what they were going to do before they did it? Explain that to me. And then everybody gets real quiet. So.
But see, your friends don't care because it's the power of having a Fed act like they like them. And, of course, they want you to be the cannon fodder when they start a Hitlerian-style takeover of America. That's what I'm telling you, folks. They have been training to wage war against us during this banker takeover for decades. What made you, Keith, get involved? What's your county? Tell folks how you got signed up for it, because I think I ought to go get signed up for this, or we ought to send some of the crew over there to get signed up, because this is what goes on. I mean, I've actually caught some video of this, but so we're told it's for hurricanes, everything's fine, but give us the tales.
Okay, so what you do is, there it's called CitizensCorps.gov. And it's underserved community emergency response team.
Yep.
And you go there, and they have forms, and or you can contact your local fire department. And because FEMA has a representative, you know, under Homeland Security in every county in the country, and
which again is federalizing everything locally with the money, the training. And what you're saying is absolutely accurate. And then the cover is, I've seen this in rural areas, come on in to learn how to fight Al-Qaeda. You get there, free coffee, donuts. They show you a 10-minute Al-Qaeda video, and they turn and say, now we're going to start dealing with domestic terrorists, gun owners.
Right.
And it totally flips. This is the enemy. These are the foreign invaders. These are the terrorists. This is actually happening. Okay, so continue. So they get you in there.
And they get you in there, and then basically you're talking about what first aid, safety, emergency response, and then how to be, like, let's say, for instance, if a tornado comes in, they teach you how to, you're the community leader, you get this special vest, green vest with cert on it and a green hard hat. And then if the police come, they talk to you because they see you with the vest on. But what they do is, they have other people within your zip code that are within like a 5-mile radius that's a contact person. You all share each other's number, and then if you see things, then you share it with them and et cetera.
Yeah, so they use the tornado as the cover, which sounds reasonable. That should be locally organized, not federally. They get rid of the old civil defense. Then they say you're in a community, and then next they move in to their real target. Tell me about that.
Right. Well, what they do is, then you, next thing you know, that you get these emails or notifications. Hey, we're having a training drill that's going to be at the local military base, and we're having it there so that way we can have a controlled environment. And then they do like a mock setup, like if somebody, there's a mysterious bag that was found, or in the, and they do indicate in the case of civil unrest. They do something like that. And so
you're going to let us know who the troublemaker are and bring them back to the base.
Literally. I mean, you know, and that's so true. And a friend that I know that actually went, the way they recruit you is they go to your church. They go to large corporations. They definitely come in, and then everybody gets this email. Hey, you can help your community and become a community emergency response team member. And we are meeting at this location. And let me tell you this little mind trick that they throw in.
It's a federal posse. Go ahead.
They throw in these little bags, okay? When they bring you all together at like a local emergency training drill, and you get your bags, Well, they give some people crappy bags, and then they give some people good bags. And then other people, they'll say things like, well, we got to try harder so that way we get better bags. It's like seeing, it's pathetic. You see people feeding off of something that's
similar. I was about to say, it's not reasonable, hey, let's get ready for tornadoes, everybody works together. You can see it's all a mind game. It's like FBI looking for informants, but not an informant of real crime. They want to find the weak-minded people they can use who will lie and send people to the gulags. That's because they hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, on record, paid him $1 million a year to train and set all this up. This is how the East Germans did it. And this is hell on earth. It's so beyond anything anybody could imagine. I've been to the urban drills where they train to line citizens up and shoot us. I have it on video. The Marines train to come into our cities, have our kids spy on us, and then line us up and shoot us. That's who runs America. No wonder the military's waking up so fast. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you need to add to the story, sir?
Well, I just want to say thank you.
Stay there. No. I want to hear more, and more calls coming up.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Think about a new listener tuning in here and you're not hearing all the mainstream garbage and debates about stuff that doesn't matter. People must think we're completely crazy. Of course, if they go look it up, they'll find out there are hundreds of, quote, vaccines that are really live virus lobotomy weapons that eat different parts of the brain. That's coming up next hour. And this is being deployed against us, just like SV40 that's caused hundreds of millions of cancers. Our own government admits, I've done news reports on this, in the U.S. that was given to us through the polio vaccine. And you're like, well, I don't take that now. It's viral. It's communicable. I mean, do you understand, folks, that pediatric cancers, cancers of children, depending on what type you look at, but they're all up massively, some over 10,000%. In fact, I was looking this weekend, it was even higher than that. That's why I'm not worried about being arrested or set up or killed. I'm dead already. Don't you understand? Well, you watch Pentagon briefings about viruses that are going to lobotomize the troops, and then you have evidence they're already doing it, and testing it on them. There's just no going back at that. There's no going back for me anymore. I'm living in a science fiction movie. And the average person just cares about Mega Millions and the NFL and hears this and is like, oh, that guy's saying they give the troop shots. We're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. See, the globalists are trying to manage how to get us all brain damaged so they can then release mega plagues that kill almost everybody. They go underground, reemerge. They've got the seed vaults, the DNA vaults. I cover it in my film Endgame. I cover it in the new video we shot, 8 minutes long, The Secrets of Prometheus, film leaked. And I use something popular in culture like that to then get people to look at what's really happening. Going back to the gentleman, yeah, I mean, you can find newscasts of what he's talking about where they show you pieces of it. And again, these events, they get members of the community to go to it who think they're going to fight terrorists, and then you find out it's spying on your neighbor. But they don't care about that. They're finding the types that will do it. My dad was approached. Then he learned other dentists all over Austin were all approached by Homeland Security to spy on their patients and violate their Hippocratic Oath. They don't give those anymore. Doctor-patient privilege, attorney-client privilege. It's all being overthrown. Everything that was set up to protect us, everything to protect us from evil, it's all being removed. Shields are down. This country is going to be judged up one side and down the other. We're already being judged. Go ahead, caller. Finish up. Keith, any other observations? Go ahead. You want to say something else?
I was just going to say that they give you like a special badge, and it makes you feel like real official. It's not like a law enforcement badge, but it's like a corporate type of badge that reflects in with light on it. It has your name, and I always thought it was funny that there's a number on it. Why is there a number on it? But they give you that. You put that on your vest that you have, your special vest that you get, and then they constantly are harping that, you know, you got to be on the lookout for terrorists and things of that nature. But there was just one last thing I wanted to mention. Alex, thank you, because what I do every day, I made it a point that I have to wake one person, and then I make sure I pass it on to my son is 10, and he knows what I'm going to say when I get around people, and he says, go to Infowars.com. So you got the next generation too, okay? So we want to make sure that everybody's informed, everybody's awake, and I make it my point to tell at least one person a day, and I tell them, if you look up what I'm telling you and you see that it's true, you got to promise me you tell one other person.
Exactly. Perfect, Keith. Love you, because I know if they kill me, you go on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.